Are you seeing more food allergy references on menus? Are you hearing servers talk about it more? Do you think there's a prevalence, or people are just more aware of them?
I just think that people are becoming more aware of it and speaking up that, yes, I have this allergy, and how can you help me out if I come to eat at your restaurant? And the restaurateurs are seeing that there is a market out there of people who, say, are gluten intolerant or have peanut allergies, and they're willing to develop dishes that they can have so that they can come and spend their money in the restaurant.
Is it more of a chain phenomenon? Do they have a big separate menu, or is it restaurants of all sizes that are saying, okay, we have these gluten-free dishes available?
I think you'll find it at restaurants of all sizes.
Who is the onus on? Is it on the person who has the allergy, or is it on, say, if the person says, hey, I have a seafood allergy, or I have, you know, a peanut allergy? Is there a possibility of cross-contamination and the server says, oh, no, we'll take care of it, and something happens? Is that on the person who has the allergy, or how does that work?
You know, I would put it definitely on the person with the allergy, because they're the ones who know how severe it will be if they are exposed to the allergen. But once they've discussed it with their server, with the manager, with the cook, there's a communication there that should not be dropped. And there's the onus is also on the restaurant at that point. It's communicating how severe that is. It has to be more than just, I don't like this type of food. You can't just treat it lightly. You have to communicate that you will have an ambulance in front of your restaurant. That usually gets their attention. They don't want an ambulance in front of their restaurant.
That's a good way to put it.
You know, you sometimes the servers just don't get that. And so you really need to do some advance work if you're going to a restaurant and you have an allergy. Go to the website, look at the menu, get a few things that you think might be options for you before you go to the restaurant. When you get to the restaurant, start asking the questions about those particular dishes.
Any other recommendations what people with allergies should do?
Well, if we're talking about restaurants in your own community, find one that you know that you can, when you want to go out and enjoy a meal, you have one that you can rely on. They know you, they know what your issues are, and you can feel comfortable going there. If you're traveling, then you really have to do the advance work. I had someone contact me through my website last year asking, they were coming, and their daughter had, tremendous food allergies. There was very little she could eat. And they were very worried about coming to vacation in Central Florida and not being able to find any place for her to eat. And I made recommendations of independent restaurants that I knew the chefs would be open to doing things special. And I gave them a rather short list. And heard from them afterwards. They had a wonderful time in Central Florida, and the best restaurant they had was the Outback Steakhouse. That it surprised me because it wasn't on my list, number one, that I sent them to. But I thought it was terrific that a chain restaurant bent over backwards to help these people out. And I think we're going to see that a lot more as people become more aware of the food allergy issue.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.